Second of Kings, chapter 24. Now these are the last kings of Judah. King Jehoiakim had to collect money from all the people, and he did it in accordance with their wealth. That is, that the richer people paid more and the poorer people paid less, because he had to raise the tribute demanded by the king of Egypt. Now Egypt is like the world, and so instead of being free as God intended God's people to be, they were serving Egypt because of their sins. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king of Judah, and he reigned for 11 years. But he walked in the ways of his fathers, sinning against the Lord. So you've got to be a strong individual to say, I will not go the way of my fathers. I will not go the way that I was brought up, but I will be a new creation. And that's what happens in the New Testament. We're told when we're baptized, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation, and the old things are passed away and all things have become new. So we're independent of all the ties that bind. The fact that we were born in a certain place to certain parents, maybe in a certain religion, that we are now new and we are free, and therefore we will not walk in the ways of our fathers. While Jehoiakim was king, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon attacked Judah, and for 3 years Jehoiakim was forced to be under his rule, and then he rebelled against Babylon. The Lord sent bands of soldiers from Babylon, Syria, Moab, and Ammon against Jehoiakim to destroy Judah, as he had said through his servants, the prophets, that he was going to do. It was God's intention to cast the people out of his sight because of all the sins that King Manasseh had committed and because of all the innocent people whom he had killed. Everything else that Jehoiakim did is written in the history of the kings of Judah. He died and his son Jehoiachin succeeded him as the king. Now, the king of Egypt and his army never left Egypt again at that time, because the king of Babylon now controlled all the area around them that had once belonged to Egypt, from the river Euphrates right up to the river Nile. But you see, they'd been trusting in Egypt. They'd been paying all their money to Egypt to defend them. And yet, as usual, Egypt or the world and money could not save them from God's judgment. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he became king of Judah, and he reigned for 3 months. But he walked in the ways of his father, sinning against God. In his reign, the Babylonian army, under King Nebuchadnezzar's officers, came against Jerusalem and surrounded it. They put a siege against Jerusalem. Nebuchadnezzar himself came up to Jerusalem, and King Jehoiachin, with his mother, his sons, his officers, and all his officials, had to surrender to the Babylonians. Jehoiachin was taken prisoner and was taken off to Babylon, and all the treasures of the temple and his palace were taken away. And as God had foretold through the prophets, Nebuchadnezzar broke up all the gold vessels which King Solomon had made for the temple. Nebuchadnezzar carried away as prisoners the people of Jerusalem, the royal family, and all the leaders, 10,000 in all, and also all the skilled workmen, leaving only the very poorest of the people behind in the land of Judah. This would have been the time when Daniel and his three friends went into captivity. Nebuchadnezzar took Jehoiachin to Babylon as a prisoner, along with his mother, his wives, and all the leaders of Judah. So, all the important people were taken into captivity. And Nebuchadnezzar made Jehoiachin's uncle, Mattaniah, the king of Judah, and changed his name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king of Judah, and he reigned for 11 years. Although when it says he reigned for 11 years, he was under the control of Nebuchadnezzar. He sinned against the Lord, just as Jehoiakim had done, and the Lord became so angry with the people of Jerusalem and Judah that he cast them out of his sight. So, how awful. We're going to read in the next chapter about how Zedekiah also tries to rebel against Nebuchadnezzar, and this time Babylon comes and destroys Jerusalem and the temple and absolutely everything. So the simple message is that God will judge sin. The people probably thought, the prophets keep droning on about, you're going to get punished for your sins. And they thought, it never happens, does it? And that's what people think today, that it doesn't really matter how you live, that, okay, God says this, that, and the other in the Bible, but, well, people still sin and still get up in the morning and live their lives. But the point is that God will judge, and there will be a resurrection, and there will also be a reward for the righteous, and there will also be that great salvation by grace. And it really will come, just as this judgment really did come.